Welcome to Traveling Senorita, episode number 50. Yep, that is right. I have done 50 of these little beauties, and 50 is something that's ringing very true to me this year. There's a lot of 50 vibes going down. So we had an idea, my son and myself, Will Smith, that he would turn the tables on me a little bit today to find out why I started this podcast and what my background is. So I'm going to kick back and enjoy, and here's Will Smith.
Hey everyone, it's a pleasure to be here. So episode 50, we're finding out more about Traveling Senorita. So without further ado, how did you start?
How did I start the podcast? Thanks, Will. And we're going to get a lot of clickbait if we go hashtag Will Smith, just saying. Jokes. How did I start? Well, here's the thing. I've always kind of thought of myself as a little storyteller. Yes, I can talk. And I do talk, but I also like to dig deeper and find out what people's stories are, like where they're from, who they are, and where they're heading. So that's kind of how it started. And I do like audio. I've been writing a lot of stories, like travel stories, for the last few years. And I've got to say, I find it not easier, but I find it more, it comes naturally to me to just get on a podcast, and writing is actually quite challenging. So I still enjoy writing, but my medium is definitely is audio.
That sounds great. So what would you say your purpose is with your podcast?
It's people to place. So the premise is painting a picture of a person related back to their place. So we start when they're young, which I ask them where they grew up. So it's about the land that they grew up on. And then we sort of skate in the middle in their 20s, which is usually a bit raucous, or where they, where they find out who they are. And then we head into sort of like now and what they're doing in the future. So it's sort of three parts, but the main thread of it is people to place, and it's always got travel in it. And it seems to always have food and wine in it, Will.
There you go. One of the main things I've seen is your growth from episode 1 to now 50. You've come definitely a long way and developed as a podcaster in this new world. An important question I would like to ask is, where do you see yourself at episode 100?
Whoa, does that mean I'm going to be 100 as well? That's a mum question. That's a mum joke. I'm going to keep going with these. So great question, because that means I've got another 50 weeks, right? Is that right? You're the ones that does the math, not me. So yes, it's another year. It's almost another year. So the commitment would be to get through another year for sure. And I see them developing over time. They'll stay with the same format, but I reckon the more I dig deeper, the more characters you get, obviously. But this is a really challenging time because I can't travel anywhere. And a lot of, some of my podcasts, majority of them have been on the road or in another country or, traveling around a bit. So I've got to now work out how to expand that, but keep local characters, because that's also really important. And I don't know, I'm definitely committed for another year. There you go, Will.
Maybe episode 100 will have the real Will Smith.
Wow, that's actually really cool. And I'm thinking that's a job for you and Lewis to do, so you guys can get the real Will Smith. Although we were talking today to your father and your cousin, and I don't want anyone out there to get a little bit antsy about this, but apparently you are the real Will Smith, because Will Smith, that's not his real name, mate. Did you know that?
Yes, I actually did know that. His name's Willard.
Willard, that's a cool name. Cool. Next question.
Being home, you do a lot of different things. You're always out and about. Would you like to let your viewers know what other things you get up to?
Yeah, because you know what? They're not viewers. They can't see me. No, I love that though, because that's definitely your YouTube land. Oh, here's the thing. Maybe there's a YouTube in this. You never know. What do I get up to? A day in the life of? Is that what you're asking? Bit of a day in the life?
Yes. So things such as your pottery, Frankie Olive.
Oh, yeah, cool. And as everyone's saying with this global pandemic, everyone's becoming very homebound. And then from that becomes, creativity, whether you're baking or making or... Yeah, I don't know. I tend to be kind of either in some sort of yoga pose or playing with clay and then going on a live. I love it. I actually really have enjoyed this time. I got a bit pissed off recently because I thought it was a bit long, but that's just impatience, which you've got to work through. What do you think? How do you think this situation, this whole global pandemic? Give me the young view on that, Will Smith.
Well, I was only 5 weeks into college and everything shut down, which is pretty annoying. Came home. There's definitely worse places to come home to. We've got the beach and stuff like that. So it was very good to come home and surf and stuff. But in saying that, it was disappointing to leave the new friends and stuff like that that I made.
So it kind of be an inconvenience in a way, hey?
Yeah, definitely. But it makes you shift your perception on a lot of things, which is good. Stuff that you would normally take for granted. So it definitely made me learn a bit more about stuff and not take stuff for granted.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe through that YouTubing and listening to my podcast, because you do some of that, and watching clay, you just become a really watching clay make. You know what I'm trying to say, pottery, that word. You become kind of a little bit, even as your age, a bit more well-rounded, I think, because we're always so, like, rushing to places and doing things, whereas when you're in this, you know, ISO vibe, you just got to hang with it. It's not a place, it's a bad place to hang. Hey.
Yeah, definitely. So 50 episodes, that's a lot. This is a big question because I know many of them have been influential. What episode would you say was the most influential on your podcast career?
Yeah, you're right. There's heaps of good stuff there. But I actually think for me, episode one, well, that was me. I can't say that. Sorry. That was my little trial episode, which became episode one, go figure. Episode two, I reckon, with because it was in my infancy, per se, and it was with Quinton Prevel at the distiller at Husk from Martinique originally. And it was just cool because we were sitting in the cane fields and I distinctly remember the visual of it. The sound's actually pretty crap because I wasn't really onto the whole tech thing back then. But because we were sitting in where he works in the sugar cane, I don't know, it just felt like a really cool chat and I've got a really good visual of it. But since then, the podcast has definitely progressed and, you know, we did one in Italy at Christmas, which was, you know, she spoke good English, but a really heavy accent. So just sort of, you know, that's a different way to look at it because you've got to really listen and, yeah, and step it out and talk slowly. So I've learnt along the way, Will.
Yes, very nice. Another question is, you are a travel writer. How has this global pandemic affected what you do?
Well, it's completely decimated that word. It's decimated that, in my opinion, it's decimated a couple of industries. And I say decimated for the time being, and I'm sure they'll come back in a different shape, I'd imagine. I think it's actually made me realign what I do, and I've sort of now consolidated everything I've done for the last 25 years into one simple word, which is called storytelling. And whatever platforms, I think it's a really good way to do it because then that way we can keep up with the digital platforms. So all you're still only trying to tell a story. You just got to keep up with the platforms, whether it's a, you know, a 1950s ink pen on a notepad, or is it FaceTime, or is it Instagram Lives? You know, do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's still storytelling. So I actually changed the title on my email and I'm Insta and whatever, and just said, no, I'm a storyteller. So since then, it's been good to redefine that. And yeah, I've lost a bit of cash. Income's not amazing, but happiness seems to be okay.
Yeah. And another thing is, it allows you to explore more locally instead of international, which is good.
Oh, see, that is such a good point because one of my colleagues that I work with in destination, we've been really talking about localization. So with a global view, and I've always said this, it's definitely not my term, but I've said it for many, many years, and it's think local, act global. No, it's the other way around, but it kind of works. Think global, act local. Does that make sense? Yeah. So anyway, those two things, what that means is have a global outlook and have an acceptance of everybody around the world. But locally, just check in with your community and the land and, you know, how you're contributing to mass pollution or the environment. So just be closer to home and be organic, not with that label, but just organic to the land that you live. But also have a really global view. I think that's super important. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, that does answer the question.
Nice.
So once everything does start to come back to normal and... yeah, stuff comes back to normal. What is your vision for the podcast?
I think there's another platform for it. I don't want to be on television or anything like that. That's not my vibe. But I feel like there's another incarnation of it. It might be it could be having a co-hosting with someone. Or it could be digging sort of deeper. You know what? Something that would challenge my butt off would be trying to do comedy. I actually think I'm funny, but not that many people laugh. But I would, yeah, maybe the podcast could go into a comic realm. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think it would be important to diversify into other realms and try stuff out. Maybe you like it.
Would I have a different name, for example?
Yeah, you could make a stage name.
Stage name, like yours. No one's got a cool name like you. Anywho, moving right along. What next, Wilson?
That's probably about it.
Do you remember what I finished my podcast with? Because you listen to them, right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm just thinking blank right now. Normally I do know.
Yeah, you do. We've got a big weekend, got to pack up and head to the big smoke. So I'll let you off on that one. It's who and where inspires me. So you have to ask me that. Well, I've just asked myself, but off you pop.
Who and where inspires you?
Who is... This is going to sound a bit trippy. Is Mother Earth. And you might go, well, she's not a person. Well, yes, I believe that is who... delivers the message to humanity. So I guess it's humanity. There you go. It's pretty big.
Nice. Speaking of beliefs, what do you believe in?
I believe that it's pretty simple. Start each day in a happy way. This sounds so like right now, but I think if everybody started the day in a happy way, and I don't mean like you can't have issues, by the end of the day, if you feel like shit, at least you've started happy. So... I don't know. My belief is just that everyone gets along and we live in a peaceful world.
Cool. Well, the objective of this podcast, episode number 50, was to find out a bit more about you, which I think we have. It's definitely been a pleasure being on here.
Do you think I was meant to say you're my inspiration?
I was waiting for that.
Will Smith, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Just before we go, I'd like to say that I'm very proud of you. The things you do is very good to what you develop, and I'm very excited to see where this takes you, different parts of the world and stuff like that. And I'm your biggest fan, so thanks for having me on
the
podcast.
You're a legend. Do you want to come with me?
Yes, please.
Excellent. Adios.